This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless for what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports, talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods.
Aka one flannel, no garanimals.
Oh no. Aka if 2021 won't be a Tarvis, then we'll just have to hop in a TARDIS and skip a few years regardless. Aka Huddletron, coming in strong in the new year.
Look, we're back. We're so glad you guys are here. We've survived 2020. We're into 2021. We think 2021 is going to already be a better year. There are signs pointing up. We know it's going to be dark for a little while. And we know that the lockdown is going to keep us locked down for a while. If that's how we survive this beginning part of the year, then let us be there to provide you some content, some things to listen to as you walk around your neighborhood.
I hope you guys had a nice break.
Podcasts are helping me survive.
It's helping me survive too. And you know, thank you guys for being understanding. We're going to do one story an episode. That's what we're doing moving forward. Because starting next week, I think we mentioned on here, but we are going to be starting writing the final episodes of a first season. If it does get picked up, we still don't know. It's not official, of Dumb People Town, the animated series. So for Amazon. So we're hoping.
So we'll be working full time for the next couple months writing that series.
But also still trying to get this out to you. So we appreciate your patience, your willingness to allow us to do this this way. And let's jump into it, shall we, Jay?
Let's do it.
Group chats, I don't know how many group chats you're on. I'm on like six or seven.
I'm on like
group texts.
Two or three, and they're almost too many.
Well, if you're not careful, you're going to text. First of all, you got to be careful, period. I'm going to say this in texting in general. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
If you're not careful, you're going to text something to one group that was intended for the other group.
Yeah.
And it depends, because you may talk differently to one group of people than you do another. And this is where you're going to get in trouble. It can happen, especially if like, you can go.
It's just hard to keep track of. Like a lot of times,
the other night, you saw that. You're on the two text chains I'm on, and I thought one of the text chains.
Because you see my name early in it.
And I thought that I was texting and going after one guy on one text chain in a playful and funny way, but it just sounded like I was being mean to another person on the other text chain.
And you had to apologize.
I had to apologize because I just wasn't paying attention. This is going to happen. So look, I get it.
If you're not careful, you're going to make a mistake. And Randy made a mistake.
These are the times we're living in group text chains, I think, and what's crazy is what
cults are using to keep people in line by having them be have to respond. If you don't respond in quick enough time, everybody on the chain is like, what's wrong with you? Where are you? Mm-hmm. It's like a way to control your every movement, and they can do it through your phone, because if you don't text back, you're in deep trouble.
They know where you are without knowing where you are.
Yeah, exactly. Group texts as a weapon, okay? Makes you wonder, in my opinion, how cults even did it in the early 90s.
It's kind of amazing.
Are you watching on HBO Max the
watched it
Heaven's
all
Gate? I watched Heaven's Gate thing. Like, how did they have that control over people in the 1970s? They didn't have the group chats.
20 group years text. They kept people on a group chat, on a human chat.
Just had to do old-fashioned mind control, which you got to give them credit for, the old-fashioned mind control.
Yeah.
Just two old cult leaders sitting around reminiscing about the old days, right? How like... Now more
back in my day, when I wanted to start a cult, I had to do it on my own.
Or the worst is, like, you had a cult in the 90s, but now you have a cult now, and there's so much more for a cult leader to do. Like, you could actually run a cult and have some leisure time back in the 90s, but now you have to be the one on
the... You got
to
be up on the text.
You got to be up on the text, too.
You got to be on the chains. Yeah. How are you doing on those chains?
Yeah. You could just say that the apocalypse was going to come and then watch Sunday football. You know what I mean? You could just hang out.
Not anymore.
Now you can be up on 7 text chains. You got to start using WhatsApp. There's a lot of things to do. How one cult leader accidentally texted a proposal for a fantasy football trade to his cult
following.
That's right.
To his inner circle.
And he wasn't paying attention, that he had to somehow weave that into the next Sunday sermon.
Right. Like, life
how teams are using tight ends these days. You might want to get another TE1 option to use as your flex.
But is it life as we know it on this earthly realm of fantasy in its own way?
You've got to keep your own ends tight. Anyway, so we get it. Group texts can get in a lot of trouble. Like what happened in this next story. Get ready, because here we go.
Okay.
A guy who was talking to 60 girls at the same time. That, to me, sounds like too much work.
Look, I'm not going to name names. So we had a friend who was up on some...
up on the apps.
On the Tinder apps, early in the Tinder game. And it just seemed like a lot of work.
Seemed like too much work.
Too many people he was like...
balls in the air.
Too many balls in the air.
And his weren't. His weren't in anybody's hands. That's right. Talking to 60 girls at the same time, accidentally added them all to the same group chat, and naturally things did not go well. If you're going to go down that road.
Accidentally added them all to a group chat? How do you do that accidentally?
Well, if you're going to go down that road and start flirting with not just 3 or 4 women, but literally tens of women.
That's a dangerous game.
It's a dangerous game to play. Yeah. Some of them are bound to have the same first name. How are you going to keep that straight?
Oh, yeah. Jeez. You got to put numbers behind their names.
This, to me, is the type of guy who tries to carry too many plates to the sink, and everyone at the table keeps saying, I got it. We'll help you. And he's like, no, I got it. I got it.
You're going to drop one.
You don't got it.
And then you drop all.
You don't just drop one. You drop all of them. Okay? One of the girls, TikTok user Elaine DeVries, took screen recordings of the group chat and compiled them into a video. So that's good. Yeah. And now that's gone viral with over 505,000 views, which we're on TikTok. Please follow us on TikTok. That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
67,000 likes. I'll take it. That's not bad.
Okay. Yeah.
One of these girls is going to be on. You're talking to 60 women. One of them is going to be on TikTok.
And you just launched her career. Congratulations. Nice work.
I'm positive you don't follow her, because that would mean that you'd have to see her as more than just one of 60 people you're trying to get with.
That's right.
So she's in the clear about posting on this thing, because you ain't never going to see it. Apparently, the man in question, whose name is Isaac, very biblical, only meant to send all the girls a shirtless pic. Instead, he created a group chat featuring the 60 girls he flirts with. And he hits up
on a regular basis.
Dude, again.
Shirtless, like, that's bold in its own right. So that's the bravado of a guy who's in too good a shape.
That's right.
Like, nothing wrong can happen to me.
I'm just going to send this off.
If you're sending a shirtless pic, the confidence you have to have in your own body.
So he sent a shirtless pic to 60 women.
People with good bodies have body dysmorphia and have images of their body.
The amount of corner cutting this guy is doing, you know what I mean? Yeah. I wonder what the caption of the photo was. Chum is in the water.
Maybe.
Come and get it.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Can anyone help me find my shirt? I mean, these are all things that he could caption the photos.
Shirtless in Seattle.
Many of the girls found the whole situation rather hilarious. And maybe this was his way, in my opinion, you never know, of weeding out the ones who wouldn't be in for a group experience of another kind.
Like, yeah. I mean, truthfully, it's a numbers game. If 45 women drop out of this thing, then you got 15 left.
Still got 15.
On the hook.
Still got 15 on the hook.
And those people are devoted. They want to see some more
shirtless. They're in for it, and they don't give a shit what you do. All right,
they're down.
I have secondhand embarrassment, haha, one girl named Caitlin said. This one of the, I'm assuming there were many Caitlins.
Caitlin number six. Uh-huh. Caitlin this, with a C.
This group chat should be called the Sisterhood of the Traveling Shirt. That's what yes. I think it should be called.
Yes.
This is so embarrassing, added another. Is it? It's not your fault that the guy was duplicit. It shouldn't be embarrassing for you.
But wait. The kind of guy that sends a shirtless pic to
you
somebody.
You have to assume he's up on many
doing
other
it
women.
On to many, many women at the same time. You just have to assume that. If he's the kind of guy who's like, but I'm not this
gonna
is how the, I'm going to get you.
But I'm not going to put the blame on the women. How no. shitty is it? It's embarrassing to me that I trusted someone. That's essentially what they're saying, Jay.
I'm embarrassed that I believed in someone. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Others use the chat to call out Isaac on his apparent flirt. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, now it's time to get the gang together on this.
Gang up on it.
They need to keep this chat going.
They need to become like lifelong friends.
That's right. They kind of have like form their own group and always include him so he has to read all
of their texts to each other.
How great is that?
Like keep the thread going.
Keep going. Make it so mundane. Like share things that are just that no one would want to even talk.
Blow up his phone with the most boring
texts about Bridgerton.
Like breakdowns of episodes
exactly.
of Bridgerton.
Spoil series, finales, you know.
Final. Emily in Paris. Give me every single breakdown of every episode.
Make him have to get a new phone and a new phone number. That to me would be the best zing right back at him. So he just wakes up and there's like 180 new texts like that he has to go through or just delete the whole conversation. He matched with my roommate. Then he matched with me and was talking to both of us. One girl named Dana revealed.
How did they not know that?
You got to be on top of that. This is like when 23andMe solves a cold case file,
yes,
Jay.
Yes, they start to put the pieces together.
The perpetrator always thinks that he is going to get away with it, and he's not going to get away with it. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break.
And tell you how he did it.
His description and his explanation for what happened on the other side of the break. You're not going to believe it. We'll be right back.
Ran, I want to talk to you about this sponsor because I love them, Green Chef.
I'm very
excited to have them on board with us.
Well, it's interesting, Jay, because in my house, we do a lot of cooking.
You do.
I know you don't do a lot of cooking. When I say we, I mean my wife. This has given me an opportunity to say to my wife, all right, Aim, I got this. Because Green Chef makes it super easy for even me to make great tasting food for
and
my entire
family.
And
in the same way, in my house, I haven't been able to get creative. It's like I don't want to make another box of shells with like mac and cheese shells for my kids. It's
you want them eating good food.
Good food. Organically sourced vegetables. You want interesting
seasonal food.
Seasonal
that's really
proteins.
Good.
All the things, they fit in with any diet. The food is so delicious and it's a variety that you're not used to. And it's, look, we don't want to be spending time looking around for specific ingredients.
I don't want to go to the store.
I barely want to be in the store at all right now.
Yeah.
So why not take that part out of it? We are all so busy taking care of our kids and taking care of our lives. Wouldn't you love it if a box showed up at your door and you're like, hey, everything's in here. This is what I'm making for dinner. It's going to be something new and you kids are going to love it.
And you're not wasting ingredients because they measure out the right amount. I love Green Chef for all the things they do. It works with keto diets, paleo diets, plant-based diets. It's so good. They have great,
they're
great
USDA
selections.
They're a USDA-certified organic company. Man, I love these guys. Go to greenchef.com/sklarbro80. Use the code sklarbro80 and get $80 off, including free shipping. That's a great reason to just give it a shot.
Why wouldn't
right
you
now.
Try it right now? It's changed the way we do dinners in my house.
And it's sort of introduce variety back into our lives in a time in our lives when we've needed it so badly. So
check it out.
Go to greenchef.com/sklarbro80. Use the promo code sklarbro80. Get $80 off, including free shipping. Check it out.
All right. I want to talk about your mental health. It's really important. And we think about that all the time. And you guys out there, we think about doing the show for you guys. And hopefully we're bringing just a little bit of happiness into your life.
But you need more than that.
You do. We need to talk to people. And Jay and I, having been through therapy, Jay's wife is a therapist. We understand the power of being able to
talk
to someone.
We're very pro-therapy on this show.
Yeah, to be able to talk to someone. That's why I love these sponsors, these guys that have been sponsoring us. And they've sponsored us a lot. I love their support of us. And we want you guys, if you need it, I want you to reach out to these guys. We're talking about Talkspace.
Talkspace is amazing. You download the app or you go on the website and you can match with a therapist and start talking to them that day.
Yeah, that's how amazing that is.
They have an amazing network of therapists who are licensed in there and they're specialized in all the areas. Anger
relationship,
management,
anger management,
trauma,
depression,
all
sorts
of
stuff.
All the stuff we're dealing with. And then here's something.
Let's say you have a session you set up every Tuesday to meet with your therapist. Then something big happens to you on Wednesday or Thursday, and you're like, I got to wait until the next Tuesday to talk. No, you can message your therapist 24/7. You'll get responses 5 days a week. They will get back to you ASAP. And what I love about that means it means that you're continuing the growth and you're continuing the interaction and the support all throughout the week, not just on the times when you're seeing the therapist. Their mission is amazing. Their mission, Randy, is to make therapy affordable and accessible to lots of people.
And secure. And then while we're at home right now, this is a safe way to talk to someone and we need it. So what can our listeners do?
So our listeners, as a listener to this podcast, you get $100 off your first month of Talkspace to match with a licensed therapist today. Go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure you use the code Sklar and you get $100 off your first month. And that, of course, shows them that we sent you. It's how you can support this show. That is Sklar at Talkspace.com. And you'll be supporting us, but really they'll be supporting you. And in the end, that makes us all feel better. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We're going to remind you, we got your plans for Saturday night, January 16th. There are still a lot of tickets. I think we kind of got caught in the sway of the new year and the holidays and whatnot. Sure. So we want to ramp back up on this. Get your tickets for Live Dumb People Town. It is happening on Saturday,
January 16th, 6:30 p.m. West Coast time, 9:30 Eastern, 7:30 Mountain, 8:30 Central. Zach Galifianakis and then John Paul White, the lead singer of the Civil Wars. It's going to be so much fun. Gags of Fanakis. We love him so much.
He's so funny. He's so quick and he's so down to play. It's going to be a really, really epic episode. We cannot wait to do this. And we really want to give you guys another fun night out. And we want as many of you there as possible.
As we're locked down, this is the thing to do. It'll put you in a good mood.
It's a night out without having to get unsafe.
So go to eventbrite.com and look that up. Also, download the free Stereo app. I think we're going to be doing more conversations on Stereo, which was just fun. A blast. Follow me and Jay. We'll let you know when we're doing a conversation. You can hop in, leave voicemails. We'll answer them right away. We absolutely love it.
It's so much fun to hear from you guys.
All right. So when we left this gentleman who basically started a group chat with 60 women that he was flirting with, he matched with the roommate, then matched with me, and he was talking to both of us. Again, like we said, it's
he thinks he's going to get away with it. The perpetrator always thinks they're going to get away with it. Like any 23andMe
thing. Okay. We have the yellow heart on Snapchat and have been hanging out. Ha ha. Dodged a bullet, I guess. Yeah, you did. You dodged a bullet. You got to thank this guy. Because if you thought it was going to be anything, this guy basically dispelled it in this one move right here.
He was very early on. Nice.
All right. Another girl, Riley, said, you guys are cooler anyway. She's right. Yeah. Well, are they? I don't know if they are. This is like an episode of this is like The Bachelor, only with more people. Like, have you seen?
I talked about it. I talk about it in another story.
Great. All right. We'll talk about it
in a few days from now.
Okay.
My experience of watching a little bit of The Bachelorette.
We'll get to that.
It's insane. Right. It's insane what these people expect other people to go through.
This becomes, to me, a feminist empowerment story. Now,
but like, is he going to try and take credit for it? That's what I'm asking. Is he going to walk around and be like, look at how I connected these 60 cool women with each other? Like, you can't take credit for that.
Look at how you're not the coach of a team who's trying to like protect your quarterback by taking all the blame here.
You're not
right?
Like the you're not Gino Auriemma.
Okay. He's insane. A third girl named Adriana, speaking of Gino Auriemma, said, is he insane?
No.
I don't know if insane is the right word here.
What is the right word?
There's no way he could be considered legally insane. Insidious?
Yeah.
Insensitive? Insane? No. Here's another I would idiot. He's an idiot.
Yeah.
There you go. You can use that. Icarus, maybe. He flew too close to the dating sun.
Yes.
And he got burned on this one.
Yeah.
And then accidentally put the sun on a group chat with the moon and Venus and Mars and fucked that up.
Was like, all right. What's up, stars?
And that's where he got burned.
What's up, fam?
After the girls got a chance to know each other a little bit better, Isaac finally messaged them all in the group chat and explained what happened. And his explanation just tells you how much he thinks he's going to get away with it and everyone's going to be cool with it. Okay, here it comes. He's like, I'm going to try and get laid out of this thing. I'm so sorry for my actions. At least he apologized.
Started with, I'm so sorry for my actions.
At least he didn't say, I'm sorry you guys are mad about this.
I'm sorry you couldn't handle
this. I'm sorry.
So he said, I'm sorry for my actions. Good, good, good.
So this is what he continues. I went upstairs to hit a late night workout. Okay.
Who cares?
Well, that explains the shirtless pic that he sent. Thanks for letting us know that useless piece of information. Really?
Oh, you work out?
I love that he had to get in the fact that he was doing a late night. Like that. That had to be part of his apology,
Jay. What I'm committed to.
What does that have to do with anything?
It doesn't have to do with your apology. you know, in his stupid brain, he had to see if the women that he tried to play would like cut him some slack.
Well, he knows that like, the
because
ones
he's dedicated
like
to his workouts. Right. You know what I mean? Right. That's essentially it. Okay. So no wonder he has to work out late at night. That's the thing. He's got to work out late at night. He's trying to keep all 60 balls up in the air. That's a difficult thing to do. To me, that's the craziest workout of all.
You've done
a lot of workouts. Keeping all those balls in the air. That's the craziest workout of all.
Keeping his balls down below.
Exactly. So he worked out. Thank God.
Thank God he worked out at night.
And I had a terrible idea to create a private story to post douchey Snapchats to. As you know, I create. That's his explanation. I was going to create a private Snapchat account to send douchey snap. Not, I'm sorry, I'm flirting with all of you at once. I wasn't honest with you that I even told anybody about all you people. No, I screwed up. He's essentially saying, and this is what happens all the time, I'm sorry because I got caught.
That's it.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm sorry that I got caught. I'm sorry my plan was so stupid. That's what he's saying. I'm sorry I didn't have a
even
more
his
clever
explanation way. Needs an explanation.
Yeah.
He's going to have to apologize for that. This is truly humbling. I'm going to go ahead and say that any dude who posts a shirt.
We know you created a group instead. We know you ended up doing the thing that you didn't want to do. We don't, like, an apology isn't a play-by-play of all the things that went wrong that led you to the point where you have to make an apology. That's not an apology. Apology isn't a recap of what happened. An apology is, hey, I did a horrible thing and I need to look at who I am as a person.
Exactly.
That's an apology.
I'm going to go ahead and say any dude that posts a shirtless pic of himself or sends it to anyone does not know the meaning of the word humble.
No.
He is only humble because he got caught. That's what I said.
Yeah.
So even if he doesn't know what the word humble means, maybe 47 of those women could explain it to him in a didactic, childlike manner that just goes on and on. Yes. That's what I would love. Please. That would be humbling if they just continually explained what humbling was.
Yes.
And I'm sorry for those who I hurt in the process. No, you're not. You're not.
You're not sorry.
You're not sorry for anyone. He said, I'm learning from this mistake and will be reevaluating my life. I'll be reevaluating my life is like your own human resources department in your brain saying, we'll investigate this.
Or like when a NCAA team like puts sanctions on itself
so that no one gets.
We won't play in the postseason
I'll
this
punish
year.
Myself. Believe
me, this is going to hurt us more than it's going to hurt you.
I'll be throwing an Isaac roast party soon and you will all be invited. Still trying to get laid. You'll all be invited. He's going to see who takes the bait on that. Mm-hmm. Maybe just a few of you could roast me at once. If you're into that kind of thing, I like it rough. So he continued. No, he didn't say that. Let's hope Isaac actually did learn something from this humbling and objectively mortifying experience. Bottom line, he doubt fired himself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
he did this to himself. Yeah. Again, if someone can tell me what the late night workout had to do with the mistake, if anyone can tell me what sharing that information is it that like he worked out so much he didn't know what he was doing, wasn't thinking properly? Is that what you think it is?
I was focused on my workout.
A text, a tweet, an angry email, a post on Nextdoor.com, especially after you've had a late night workout. That's just going to get you.
It's going to happen.
You are screwed. Don't do any of that stuff after you have a late night workout because you're going to screw up and wind up texting 60 people.
Unless you worked out so hard that you were out of breath and lightheaded and didn't know where you were. But he didn't go that far to explain that.
He didn't explain that. Your explanation needs an explanation. Don't be diddling around with 60 women because stuff like this is going to happen. You're going to get caught. Mm-hmm. But will he learn a lesson? Absolutely not. That is our show. That is how we do it. We are back in the saddle. I love it, you guys. I hope everybody's well. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't be infected. Now more than ever, we need you to wear a mask. Stay at home. Don't take chances.
If you're in Georgia, vote today. Vote.
Vote. And
let's overturn that election if we can.
Yeah, let's do it the right way at the ballot box. That's how we do it. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. La-di-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. La-di-da-da.
Star Fans Avenue, a podcast network.